All right, thank you, William. Before we go into round two of comments from folks, I'd like it if, Lonnie, if you can present your recommendations. We're going to go back into formal proceeding and begin to take, once Dave gets back, the NFC motions one by one. We only have 16 minutes left in this agenda item, so we're going to need to move quickly. I'd like to recommend that folks keep their comments brief and to the point, and I am going to be timing 2 minutes.
One information.
Yes, sir.
The recommendation that I have.
Get the microphone.
Okay.
But the one I'm not saying.
Lonnie?
Microphone. Can you grab the mic?
I'm suggesting that one or two.
Would might want to take up. And that is.
Yep.
Where is it? Well, the one that I would like to highlight, we have talked about the need for looking at a number of initiatives in the programming area, perhaps, in the membership area, perhaps, and a number of unfunded but critical items. One proposal that I did make in my CFO report is.
It's hard to read. Did you tell us what page it is in the book?
Well, it's on page 9 of the CFO report. But I'm just going to highlight one or two that I view as more or less viable. But the one I want to highlight is, where do we get the funds to incentivize stations? That an idea that's been brought up. I'm suggesting that a lot of the unfunded but critical items, the board could take the lead on, that we would re-initiate a development committee of the board and look to raising funds. It's on page 9 of my report, and I'm not sure where it is.
Right before Dave's CFO report on tab 3.
Quick point of clarification. Your upper one, preventing anybody with a conflict of interest from voting on the proposed budget. Are you proposing that staff, paid staff members on the board not vote on the budget?
No, not at this time. I'm looking at, I'll come back with some specifics.
So you're just letting us know that this is what you're putting forth, but you're not asking us to consider this at this time?
No. The one that I'm asking to be considered at this time is number 4, that it be discussed. I think that this is one way to begin to look at funds for some of the initiatives that we have been discussing, and that the board should take the lead. Our national office will support it. We can do agree upon what might be a mail drop. We can look at.
That's not it. Lonnie?
Yeah.
Where is that? I don't have the page you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
You don't have the same?
Where is that page?
It's page 10, 9.
Page 10
it only goes up to page 7.
Oh, they didn't.
It only goes up to 7.
Yeah, I think there's an error here because we got our CFO report dated September 26th. This one in the book is dated September 20th. I have this feeling that there was a subsequent version of it. It's not the one that's in here. The one in here is dated September 20th, so it was before what you sent to the board. That's that version.
Well, is it? It's not in there? Well, then I'll introduce it then. I'll introduce this potential motion. Resolve. Can't read it. I'll read it.
The board?
Can you increase the font size?
I can increase the font size, yes. Here we go. Oh, that's a lot.
Yes.
There you go.
Point of information. Point of order. I believe the Robert's Rules and our bylaws does not permit the CFO to make motions, and particularly motions that we have looked at in our finance committee and have all voted down, I believe.
It's just a recommendation. It's not a motion.
Yeah, just
it's not a motion before the board.
We're in informal discussion. So the idea is very simple, that the board form a fundraising committee for the fiscal year, and that committee be instructed to create a capital campaign plan working with the stations and the national office to raise no less than $500,000 in the fiscal year 2006. And the ideas, a lot of the ideas that we're talking about lack for identified funding. How will we get those ideas implemented? I'm suggesting that stations, the national office, and this board work together, create a plan, and raise money to get some of that stuff done. It helps us with the political issue because the stations are saying, well, we don't want you to come to us for funds. it helps with the issue of how to find specific monies for specific projects. Simple idea. That's the proposal. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Reactivating the Fund Development Committee. The board, I understand, had one. They had a Fund Development Committee. And my suggestion would be to reactivate it with this goal in mind.
Recommendations. Yeah. We'll go one by one.
All right. That's it.
Thank you, Lonnie. Can everyone now turn to Attachment A from the NFC report in Section 3? It's the second page of the NFC report. We're going to be now entertaining motions one by one that were put forth before by the National Finance Committee. And Dave's also going to project them up on the board. But if folks can have them in front of them, it'll be easier. Yes. Move approval of
those. Yeah, exactly.
No, there's some. We have.
Yeah, I was going to pull one off.
I'm going to have.
Okay.
I'm going to have some questions for.
Move approval as a consent calendar.
As a consent calendar?
Yeah, which basically means we'll vote
everything
to approve everything that people don't want to pull off one at a time. So if people want to deal with one particular issue, they say, I'd like to pull this off, and then we deal with those.
Okay. You don't need a second because it's coming from committee, right?
No, you don't need a second. It's coming from
procedure. We should probably have a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second to approving?
Sure, I'll
second it. Okay. Is there any objection to moving forward?
The motion.
So long as I get to remove something.
So, yeah.
The motions are attachment A.
Don't you just let it happen? Out of you all the time.
Okay.
Hang on, I got to get the signal back to do it.
So are folks clear how we're proceeding? Great. And we're only speaking about the motions before us, just to remind people, please stay on topic.
Okay, hold on a second. View. Zoom. Okay, and go back to here. Oops. I will have it up for you in just a second.
Okay, Levon, did you have a specific comment to the motion before us?
What motion? I don't see a motion there on the screen.
No, that's why I asked folks to please turn to Attachment A, second page of the CFO report. These are the motions that were put forth by the NFC report, sorry. These are the motions that were put forth by the National Finance Committee, and we're now entertaining all of these as, or we're looking to move all of these at the same time. So this is a motion before us, Attachment A.
Actually, I have a motion that I'd like to add to the KPF. Well, it concerns concerns all of Pacifica, but concerning KPFA specifically.
Point of order.
Yes.
So the way this process will work is people would say, I would like to remove the KPFA budget item from the consent calendar. And so anybody who wants to remove item, then that gets considered separately in order. And then everything that remains we just vote on as a block. So,
okay,
for example,
absolutely. I would like to do. I would like to remove the KPFA budget from the consent calendar.
Okay.
Yep.
Does that?
It says consent calendar. Anybody who wants it removed, it's removed.
Okay.
It's in that category.
All right.
So that's item one.
Yes.
Also, item two.
You want the?
I'd like to remove item two.
KPFA budget.
Yeah.
It's up here. I'm on board. To adopt the KPFK budget approved by the LSB with the direction of the screen for sure.
Okay. Are there any other items that folks want removed from the consent calendar?
Yes. I'd like to remove WBAI from the consent calendar.
Number five. I don't know if this is going to work.
I'd like to remove 3, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'd like to
remove
Steve Pierce.
Can we vote the remaining consent calendar first?
Yes. Yes, we can. Are there any other items that folks want removed from the consent calendar? Yes, Donna.
I want to remove the KPFK. That's already been removed.
Already been removed.
Oh, it has?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, so moved. Now, what we have before. Yes.
I just want to clarify. The CFO's motion on the reforecasting, are we considering that part of the consent calendar?
Good. Yeah, it's part of attachment.
Plan information. These are the motions we're going to deal with, right?
Yes. Everything that's on attachment A.
The CFO doesn't come on the picture right now.
No. It's
okay.
No. Listen, look at the bottom of attachment A. There is an additional motion by Hicks that was approved and is being put forth by the National Finance Committee for recommendation.
Okay.
That is part of the consent calendar.
Okay.
To ask any questions about any of these budgets at this point necessitates that we take it off the consent agenda, right? Then I would like to take the national office off the consent agenda.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like change that. I do not support removing that from the consent calendar.
No?
Take it by budget.
Yeah,
I
okay.
Do.
Okay.
We did.
Okay.
We'll get this.
All right. So it's still removed. Michael?
Yeah, just inquiring it, Teresa. You were referring to number six, Teresa?
Yes,
yeah.
I was.
Okay.
Okay, so the items that we have before us that were our recommended motions by the National Finance Committee is to adopt the KPFT budget, approved unanimously by the, number three, number four, number seven, and then the additional motion at the bottom regarding reforecasting.
And archives.
Can you
yeah, 3, 4, 7, okay, I'm sorry.
Can you briefly say what they are for the live stream?
Sure. Number three, adopt the KPFT budget approved unanimously by the LSB. Number four, adopt the WPFW budget as approved by the LSB with revisions to CPB grant income and free speech radio news expenses provided by the CFO as follows. A, grant income increased $262,548 to $294,708. And B, FSRN expenses increased $71,260 to $81,046. Number seven, adopt the Pacifica Radio Archives budget as presented. In addition, a motion by Hicks was approved recommending that the Pacifica National Board shall have an operating policy that requires changes to budget categories that exceed 10% or $50,000 be forwarded to the appropriate LSB for approval and to the PNB for adoption at each quarterly in-person meeting. Are there
call
any
the question.
Are there any objections
second.
For calling the question?
Second.
Just okay.
Of information?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I understand this motion by Hicks. It means that if there are changes to anyone's budget in any unit,
yeah,
that it be brought to whatever unit's affected.
Can I clarify?
Yes. Dave can clarify, but I just want to point out that we did have an extensive discussion about that.
Yeah. If one station's budget in any of the major budget categories is over that amount, then the LSB approves it and it comes to the PMB for final approval.
Okay.
When you say budget category, do you mean line item?
No. The categories are administrative expenses, development expenses, programming expenses, salary and related.
Okay, are there any objections to moving forward with the consent calendar or passing the consent calendar? All right, seeing none, it's approved. We will now take up the first motion that was brought forth by the National Finance Committee to adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the GM develop and present an 18-month plan to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support to bring the ratio of salaries to listener support in line with that of other units in the network. William?
Is Roy Campanella here?
Yes.
Yes, right here.
Hi. I didn't see you. You're behind the camera.
Ward.
My question is this. I don't know if you're on the finance committee meeting or meetings that came up with this recommendation, but I'm just curious to know. The LSB approved a budget, and there is a lot of controversy about FTEs. I won't go into that. But my question is, was there any analysis of the amount of work that's done at KPFA for the station versus the work that's done on a national level? And were there subtractions, or was there any analysis of the amount of funds that we spend on work to support the network? Because if we're
reducing salaries as a percentage of listener support and trying to bring us in line with the rest of the stations. The question is, are the other stations doing the amount of work to support the network, like KU feeds, that, you know, that we're doing at KPFA? And how is that being affected in this formula where we're supposed to reduce salaries?
Yes, please.
Oh, cool. Okay. In relationship to utilizing the KU and the role that we play, a very important fundamental role, there was some analysis that was done. And we are in the process of trying to work out a situation whereby the national office will reimburse KPFA for those costs. If you don't mind, if you'll permit me, I just want to quickly say that in relationship to this particular point here that we're looking at regarding KPFA and trying to, quote-unquote, in a way, equalize it with the other stations, the other stations themselves, based on my analysis, have not been equalized. That you could actually take any station and apply a benchmark to it and say that it's representative of all the other stations, but I think that that would be a fiction. In all honesty, I think this was developed and put forward by individuals who are very dissatisfied with the current FTE level. I am not happy with the current FTE level, but I do think it is representative of the kind of workforce that we have and the kind of product that we deliver to our listeners. And I think that it is more important to allow this budget to go forward unencumbered by this particular point. And I really feel that it is unfair to say that KPFA has to live up to some arbitrary standard that the other stations obviously are not subscribing to.
Yeah.
Point of order.
Yes, Dave?
I understand we're getting your time. I move extension of this agenda item by 25 minutes to allow the A budget, the K budget, the I budget, and the national office budget.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to extending time for 25 minutes?
Is it possible to eat lunch here? Or
No.
Can we keep each one to maybe a quarter of that time so that we move rapidly? Because we've already been through a lot of processing.
All right. Are there any objections to that?
That's 6 minutes, just for the record.
Thank you. I was trying to figure it out. Okay. So moved.
Hey, I got my sleep.
Fadi, Sarvin, and Lavarn.
I think what Roy's saying is correct in many ways, in that, you know, I mean, the Pacifica network is not made up of cookie cutter stations. There are unique situations at all the stations, so I do agree with that. I do, however, feel that there's been a spike in the past few years since the hijackers were removed. There's been a spike at KPFA in hiring. And the question comes out, is like, are we doing this analysis that William is asking, not only with national, but also within the KPFA? And I think that's really critical, in my opinion. I think that's very important. So I would support what is being proposed right now, because I think what is being proposed by the National Finance Committee is sane. It's given us an 18-month plan. Would make some sense.
Thanks, Fadi, sir. Okay, Lavarn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. When we talked about, well, first just getting to the numbers, when we talked about salaries in terms of a listener income, that at KPFA, 65% of listener support is composed of salaries and related costs. And if we had an analysis comparing that to the other stations, and I think the next station would be BAI, and that what you see in this, you know, you can look at numbers in 1 year or you can look at a trend. And with this, we're looking at a trend. and we know that, you know, we know that BAI has had difficulties over the years, and that this was one of the trends that pointed and made BAI get to the position where they do not have the cash reserves like KPFA that has the most. So what we're looking at is that there are trends happening here, and we need to make some serious decisions here to stop that. And 65% of listener support is very high and compared to all the other stations, and that's what we're talking about. And even in terms of the revenue projections, we just finished the fund drive. We'd like to congratulate Roy and the staff, but I believe the goal was $1 million, and we came up before Katrina at about, what, $900,000? Can you correct that?
Well, we achieved our goal, really.
Can you just tell me the number, please?
Yes, it's $980,000.
Very good. So that's before after Katrina.
Sorry?
Before or after Katrina, really?
That's before. That
okay,
is
very good.
Katrina was $47,000 in addition to the $980,000.
Tremendous. So,
we made our goal. We clearly made our goal, and I don't want anyone to go away thinking that KPFA did not achieve its financial goal in the fall fund drive.
Thank you. That's why I asked you to give us a number. Thank you, Roy. And the other objections with that, the concerns that I had was that the projections for the revenue was high. Now, we've made that the $1 million. That is tremendous work by the staff, the listeners, particularly the listener for supporting KPFA over the years. So those are some of the concerns, and about the trend that's happening with the ratio of salaries and support to listener income. That's really my concerns with it. The 18-month plan to reduce salaries, I didn't support that either. I'm not, you know, my concern is over the total budget with KPFA.
Ray?
Because she's utilizing a measurement that isn't as revealing as salaries in relationship to total income. You see, we also have a very successful CRAS fair every year. All of the individuals employed in that, both the ones that are half-time and then the ones that are less than half-time, their salaries are totally covered by the CRAS fair. Their salaries are not linked at all to listener income. And you can go through other areas of our budget, and I won't bore you with details, but in general, what I'm saying is that the very measurement that she's utilizing is specious. Because when you look at listener income, it accounts, yes, for cover in relationship to salaries. It is wrong to take all of the salaries and say that totally relates back, ties back to listener income, because it doesn't.
Okay.
Thank you. May I just respond to that?
No, I'm not going to allow
you
to
comment about my analysis, and I think that
but we're running out of time, and we can't do this constant back and forth. Limited time.
He made a negative comment about my analysis. It's not my analysis, my treasurer's analysis, and the analysis that we've done. It is not specious. That is very telling. And if we don't like what the numbers show us, then that's another problem. If you look at the CRAS fair, I mean, the cost of the CRAS fair, it offsets that totally.
Yeah.
What do
you think? All right.
Point of information.
Yes, Teresa.
In order for me to make a decision on this, I would like to hear the answer to that question. So can you let her back on the stack so she can respond?
No, we don't have time. She just did respond, and so we can pay attention.
She just responded.
I know, but there were people interrupting. I mean, I didn't have fear.
Well, then I'm going to ask for no interruptions and for folks to pay attention, because we need to move through this quickly, and I'm going to move through it quickly. Ray?
Well, I'll do it quickly. I just want to participate at this stage because I think that I think that's an interesting development. And I don't think we're just bean counters. And to me, how much we spend on salary is, I would judge that, I would compare that to what do we get in return. For example, you just mentioned, William just mentioned the kind of service that KPFA provides to the rest of the network. If we're able to motivate individuals, I think they're intangible figures, elements that are not just related to numbers. And that's one of the arguments I'm going to make when I'm talking about WBAI, that when, as the station became more diversified and we reached out to communities that were poor, we are bringing elements who are less able to survive as volunteers and without a salary. So to me, that is important. I have to weigh whether I have a problem spending some more money on salary vis-a-vis bringing somebody from those communities that I want to be there. And to me, it is worth it sometimes. So I refuse to look at this simply in terms of numbers. And so that's my point.
Okay,
my
Dave?
My turn?
Yeah, I just want to say that this is a sort of compromise. It says the LSB approved that budget. FTEs are intact. The GM's being asked to present a plan. It doesn't take effect until we vote on that plan. We're just asking, go ahead and do the work and show us what it would look like. We can have this debate when that comes. It raises the issue. If people object to using a listener support as the metric, you know, make a motion to substitute total support. But right now, we have to move forward on this, and the idea is that this discussion is going to take a period of time to deal with, and we don't have that time now. I won't do that. Sorry, I've just been waiting to talk. He kept passing.
Madam Chair, I think this is just very, very self-evident to me that the model that KPFA is using, it's working. Roy, as a general manager, he presented a budget that was solid and sound. Local station board discussed it at great length and taken into consideration all these elements and concerns, and was passed by the local station board as well as the general manager. I do not know how this came about from the National Finance Committee, this kind of recommendation. However, I would like to make a motion right now, and that motion is to strike the second part and adopt KPFA budget approved by the LSB and the general manager of KPFA.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We do have a couple of folks on the staff. We are out of time for this particular unit within the budget discussions.
Order.
Yes.
It might be more appropriate to just move to divide it for a variety of reasons. Okay.
The motion's been made.
The motion's been made, and it's now on the floor. And we are out of time for this unit.
I call the question.
Okay, the question's been called.
Point of order.
Yes.
Since the time has elapsed, you don't need to call the question. You move directly
But we didn't create time certain for each of the units. We
said 6 minutes each. Allowing 6 minutes each.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're beyond 6 minutes.
All right.
Just doing our job.
So the question's been called. We now move to a vote on the motions before us. I guess
can we hear
two.
The motion, please?
Yes. Sarv, can you restate?
That Pacifica National Board adopts a KPFA budget as proposed and approved by the local station board and the local general manager of KPFA. That's it.
Okay. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The motion carries 11-6. Moving on to the next item, adopt the KPFK budget approved by...
Point of order?
Yes.
We just voted to substitute. Now we approve.
No. Voted on the motion. That is it.
No, that was a motion to substitute,
yes.
The original motion. We just approved the substitution.
Yeah,
we have to approve the substitution.
Now we have to. Okay. So we're now voting on the main motion, which is the motion that Sarv just read. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed?
Move.
1, 2, 3, 4. The motion carries 13-4. Okay, the next motion is to adopt the KPFK budget approved by the LSB with the correction of a scrivener's error, which will allocate $8,000 for LSB expenses as opposed to $10,000. Such correction to be documented by an email from the LSB chair to the CFO and the NFC.
Call the question.
Okay, the question's been called.
What is the motion?
To approve the KPFK LSB approved.
What I just read.
Okay.
Is there any opposition to ending debate?
Yes, I object.
I'll withdraw since she moved it up the consent calendar.
Yes.
I just want to ask the question because
I was hoping that the chair of the Finance Committee could explain his comments on page 4 of the KPFK cash analysis, and I'm hoping that the CFO can respond to that.
The KPFK and KPFA cash analysis were items included in the original CFO report that the board received that we differed with. And given that it's complicated and the CFO withdrew that from the ultimate report in our board packet, I would like to ask that we not delve into it at this time because it will occupy a great deal of time and I'm not sure it will shed any clarity on it. People can read it. It's there in writing. It was a difference in opinion about accounting that's mooted now because I don't think the CFO has put it before the board in the board packet.
Let me respond. So you're saying that it's mute because what is shown here may not really be what is happening.
In the NFC report, in the attachment, we presented what the CFO had said, which argued that there was a reduction in our cash. Largely, I suspect it's a semantic argument in differences of interpretation. The NFC showed and voted to agree that, in fact, KPFK's cash was not being eroded in the period between end of fiscal 04 and the end of fiscal 06. It had actually increased, and we demonstrated those numbers. But again, absent that as an issue from the CFO, I would not recommend we take the time now. If we get into it, Lonnie's going to want to say something. I'll want to respond. We will occupy a lot of time. And
time that we don't have.
Time we don't have. And clearly, that point that he's making is not a point he's trying to make at this time. He didn't do it there. He didn't do it here. So I would like not to pursue it further. If anybody wants to know, it's in writing there. Describes it in detail. Our issue is whether we're going to approve the KPFK budget and our spending plan for the year.
And my response to that is that it's so glaring right here that it begs a question. But if you can assure me that it has no effect on the budget.
The budget is what the budget is. We will end this year cash at KPFK with about $550,000 cash in the bank. 547 was the last number I heard. Our budget calls for $4,000 to be added. We use surplus prior year for the rest. By the end of 06, if all projections hold, we will have $551,000 in the bank.
Okay, so that correction will be made at some point, or at least in this language, so we can see what the true surplus is, or the true cash.
It doesn't.
That will come out of the NFC's reporting decisions. We have a working group on how we're going to present all this stuff. When we come forward with that, I mean, if you want to keep pulling on this thread, it'll come unraveled. Go ahead.
You, Mr. Chair, because you put it in the book.
That's right. It was a response to a formal document that the board received from the CFO, dated September 26.
But the only thing I'm asking you is that this point is now mute. That's what you
because
said.
Because the CFO presented a different report in the board packet that we got when we arrived than what was sent to the board via email before the meeting.
So it's therefore, corrected on page 6.
Yeah, on
the
page 6 it says corrected.
Showed me.
It, right.
I call
okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, the question's been called. Is there any objection to ending debate?
Point of order. You have to be recognized to call the question. You cannot just holler out calling the question.
I think you did.
Yeah, I did. I was... I said, go for it. I apologize for not saying that loud. Is there any objection to ending debate?
Point of order, she wasn't recognized when she...
She hollered.
Enough. Okay, seeing no objections, then we're going to move to a vote. All those in favor?
Do we need a vote?
Of ending debate?
No.
No. Of the budget. We're moving. We're moving the.
We're approving the KPFK budget.
Yes. Number two. Item number two on attachment A, which I just read. Okay, it's unanimous. I should have asked for no objections. Okay, now we're moving down to 5, and I'll read it for the webcast. Adopt the WBAI budget as approved by the LSB with the changes of the subsequent increase to CPB funding
to $517,610, major donations to $325,000, and salaries and related expenses to $1,356,178, subject to confirmation from the LSB chair to the CFO and the NFC that such changes are consistent with LSB recommendations, and that the WBAI general manager be required to produce a 9-month cash flow statement to be submitted to the CFO and the NFC by November 2nd that demonstrates that the station is fiscally sound. This motion was subsequently amended to state that the increase in CPB funding of $27,777 minus the restricted amount of the CPB grant be allocated to the development consultant and the balance of $4,867 be raised by community events and indicated in the initial proposal from the GM. Major donations will remain at $300,000. Ray?
I'd like to move to strike the last paragraph. That would change the recommendation and vote by the WBAI LSB.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to strike the last paragraph.
Oh. Should I move the item?
I'd like an explanation. I don't understand.
Well, if you look at the first paragraph, basically the CBB provided the station with about $25,000 or $27,000 additional money, and the idea was to use that money to hire a development director, which is very, very needed. However, the local board considered that there were many layoffs taking place at the station, and that we actually could see the profile of the station changing. For example, in the morning, there's a news report that is being done that has played a very important role, at least I believe it, some people believe, and this individual is lacking. And this is, we're talking about very low salaries. That salary could pay half FTE for 1 or 2 individuals to come back to the station. Now, we realize that the development director position is important. So the local board had committed itself to do special fundraising specifically earmarked for the development director's salary, and that would address musicians and actors whom we know and hold special programming for that. And so this was the condition under which we had asked that the money remain and not be shifted at this point.
Thank you for that explanation, Ray. Patty?
Okay. This $27,770 comes after the budget was passed by the KPF, the WBI LSB. This was money was found afterwards. So this is new money here that can be used for the development director. Already you see up here in the first paragraph, major donations to 325. They already added $25,000 in there for the development director for some special fundraising, and we can get a development director after we raise that $25,000. But also, this we were told by the treasurer that the CFO would front us the money. So I don't know what accounting figures fronting us the money is, but we need a development director. So this $27,770 is extra money that came in afterwards. It does not take away from the cost, the $25,000. Okay, let me go back. In the LSB budget, the general manager added $25,000 in community events, especially for a development director consultant. Then a member of the board at the finance committee made a motion to remove that $25,000 from the community events and turn it into salaries.
Time.
Motion to extend. Can I have somebody's time?
This is very
important.
This
is important, okay? So this $25,000 was moved into salaries and related by a member of the finance committee. It was voted down. People wanted it in the development department. It was then brought to the local station board to pass this budget.
Again, the member brought this $25,000 to move it into salaries and related and out of development. It again was voted down. Then the member made a motion, a special order for the next meeting to rescind the budget, which then we came back and rescinded the budget. And then when the votes, they had enough votes, they dropped this 25 into salaries and related, right? So this is the history of this $25,000. Now, all of a sudden, we get this free $27,000, right? And so this makes sense. The general manager also says $25,000 is not a half of an FTE. It will buy absolutely nobody's job whatsoever. Therefore, I am calling for this $27,070 minus, which is around $20,000, to be immediately used for a development person. And that's $4,867 they can raise by community events. This is a 10-month consulting for a development director that we can use right away. And it does not take away from this extra $25,000 salaries and related that got dropped into salaries and related out of community events, which is not where it should even come out of. So I'm saying please keep this in.
Okay.
We need the development person.
Thank you.
I'd like a little bit more time because I was not finished my argument. I think Patty was given plenty of time to, and there's some
aspect
of presentation
seated,
I disagree with.
Wendy, who was on the stack, had ceded her time, which is why we extended it. We are timing folks for a minute and a half.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Do we want the GM to weigh in on
that
this?
That was one of the things I wanted to
see. Would the GM like to weigh in on this?
Please.
Well, I'd like to get on the stack if I can.
Yeah. You can't. Thanks, Sandra.
Can you give her the mic?
Okay. Just for purpose of information, that $25,000 was not even there in the original budget. It was recommended by our treasurer that I put it under development. But then after we started to lay off, a board member mentioned that it's not fair to create a new job as development director when we are laying off people. And I agreed with that, and I said, well, that money will be rechanneled to employ our half-time development person in the premiums department, because all, as everyone knows, all our sister stations are enjoying a 85-90% fulfillment rate, where we are stagnant at a 74%. And it takes us a year to get at a 74%. So where we are needed this money to up our fulfillment rate is in the premiums department. And I know the news reporter is important, but we have a news department with 4 employees who can cover the news. And I think the wake-up call needs more of a co-host than a news reporter. And that's the direction I would like to go, to have a co-host for the wake-up call, which is a signature program for WBAI. And I would want that extra money from the CBB funds directed back into the premium department where it is really needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Indra, for that clarification. We have exhausted time.
Is that the same as, is the premiums department related to development?
Yes. Huh?
Okay, so you're agreeing with what Patty is suggesting?
In a sense, it's going back into development, but not to the development director.
Eric.
Because $25,000 cannot pay for any half-time.
So you're just saying that we should alter the language slightly, but still have it going towards development?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have exhausted time on this issue, and so we'll need to move to a vote.
Can I have a few minutes there?
I'm on the stack if we're going to have a few minutes.
Yeah, if we are, then we're going to have to go through.
I have a quick question.
I'm going to extend it by 5 minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Seeing none. Steve?
I don't understand why we're doing this. We're in the position as a full board to try to understand the situation on the ground at WBAI. I don't like that. I would like the LSB to decide and the station manager and come up with a recommendation. I don't want to be the judge of a budget decision at BAI. I don't know the situation there. Why is this happening?
Amen.
Dave can
all right,
that.
Bob.
Finance committee and GM.
Right, it's the finance committee.
And wait,
GM made a recommendation.
Why it's happening is that.
And it was passed.
Please only speak when you're recognized. Bob was recognized.
The LSB did make a recommendation. That's what was moved
as the first paragraph of item 5. And then this other motion came later in that meeting, which was to alter what the LSB had recommended, and that was passed by the NFC. So as I understand Ray's motion, it would be to simply restore the budget to what the LSB asked it to be in the first place, which point I think, as with the principle that we discussed with KPFA, the local board on the ground knows the conditions, and it makes sense to, except for extreme abuses, to follow those recommendations.
Point of order,
Ray.
Yes.
It's not true.
Taking into account what Indra said, I was going to suggest I give that particular, as I said, it was my own opinion that I was missing that individual doing the show that way. I was focusing specifically on that position. The point I was making is that, again, we realize that that position is very important in terms of bringing revenue, but that we have to balance that against not only the needs of individuals who are working and need the money, but the presence of those individuals among the staff. The staff at WBI is extremely demoralized right now. And as I said, the local board has offered to raise the money specifically to make up for it. And I'm asking the national board to trust us on this and take us to our word and just test it.
I call the question.
Yes, Dave. There's a point of information.
My understanding is there's staff cuts going on.
Yep.
The LSB passed the paid staff vote.
Yeah, everybody votes. Yes.
Well, I'm confused.
Again?
But I'm not on the stack. So.
If I understand what the GM says, then she is recommending that we keep paragraph number 3, but instead of saying development consultant, she put development that she would put development department.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Small D.
Is that a substitute?
Oh,
I would like to propose
wait.
That.
Is that a substitute motion?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. William?
Pass.
Okay. We're running out of time again, so if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move to a vote on all pending. Is that call the question on all?
Yeah, not necessary.
It's not necessary.
We haven't exhausted time. It is necessary. No.
I move to
okay.
call the question.
Is there any objection to ending debate? Okay, hearing none, we will start with Teresa's substitute motion, which includes the first two paragraphs of item number 5, the third paragraph will read, this motion was subsequently amended to state that the increase in CPB funding of $27,770 minus the restricted amount of the CPB grant be allocated to the Development Department, and the balance of $4,867,000 be raised by community events as indicated in the initial proposal from the GM. Major donations will remain at $300,000. Okay, all those in favor of Teresa's substitute? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed? Any abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. The motion carries. So now we vote on the main motion as substituted. Is that correct? Okay. So we're going to re-vote on this. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All those opposed? Any abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Or to understand that.
Okay. The motion carries. All right, moving on.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Yes.
There were no votes on that?
Right.
No.
Okay,
just 4
you.
Abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're now moving to item number 6, adopt the national office budget as presented. We're only going to discuss items related to the national office budget. Bob.
I have a question for the CFO and a comment. Question is, does this include a full-time, full-year salary for a development director?
It includes three-quarter time salary for a development director.
But the job title was special projects.
Special projects, yes, yes.
Can I ask why it's not a full-time position, given our chronic needs, as we discussed earlier, to have a full-blown development program at the national level?
Yeah, it's true. Well, the individual in the job wants to reduce the time, and in fact, he wanted to leave. But that job, we also felt could be done that he was doing. He wasn't doing the development job. He was doing special projects. And the special projects are centered around revenue, because revenue is such an issue at the national office. We're doing everything from mail drops to working with the stations around their mail drops. So we also felt that it could be done in three-quarter time.
So my comment would, well, actually now it's two comments. Certainly we don't want to get into micromanaging, you know, which staff person has which hours. But I would say as a general principle that we should be encouraging the national office to do everything possible to maximize development efforts. And if that means allocating more time, perhaps hiring a person, that would seem to me to make sense. But I'm not asking for the board to mandate that. My other comment was on another subject, which is looking to the future beyond today's process, that I think it would behoove this board, as part of the process that was suggested by several members earlier, of kind of doing a total re-looking at the whole budget, the fundraising process, to look at the way the national office is organized, how staff positions are set up, what money is spent on and not spent on, because I certainly don't, as one board member, don't have a real clear picture of that. I know the National Finance Committee has looked at that, and we don't have time to look at it today, but it's a question that a lot of our staff people ask at BAI, as to, you know, that 20% that gets taken away from us, is it really, are we getting our money's worth? And I just think it's something we need to spend some time as a board at perhaps the January meeting to look into. And also to consult with the new executive director, because she or he may have a whole different vision about how to organize the national office.
Time? Dave?
Yeah. One of the things we did in the we didn't have much time to work on the national budget because KNA got their LSD budgets in late. We didn't get the consolidated budget before a day or two before it happened. That won't happen this year. It included the original budget when we were dealing with it, included $5,000 a month for in the programming line. That rose to $6,000 a month. So we've got $72,000 in that line for the year. My understanding is it's not presently allocated to any specific programming initiative. So one of the questions...
No, that would not be accurate.
That's not true. It's been since we talked... Because when we talked, you said it...
It's allocated for national programming that we do.
Right, but you haven't decided what national programming you will do with it as of right now.
Well, the programming that we're talking about is news that breaks, like the Roberts hearings.
Right.
We did 55 last year.
Okay, but my point is that there's $72,000 in that budget. We've also talked about the Spanish language programming. We're going to need to deal with how we fund that, and whether that's funded through national or through some other mechanism. I just wanted to say again, the motion we passed lets us reforecast in 3 months. So we have the time. This is not like one bite at the apple for the whole year. We're going to have the time to thrash through these things. So
time.
I hope if people have issues about the national office budget that they ask for the NFC to take them up. Thanks.
Thank you. Teresa?
Bob said some of the things that are on my mind. One is that we might be saving money by having a person that is working three-quarter time on special projects, but if the national board asks for a national development director, then we really want a national development director, and we might be losing money because we're not looking at the overall picture. A lot of people have been talking about development, but we don't want to put money in a development director. We want to kind of do it piecemeal. So I think we really need to look at that to maximize our development efforts. Those are your words, Bob. Very good. The other thing is I know that our affiliates coordinator submitted a budget, and I'm just wondering if that was even considered, because I feel when I ask this person point blank, what do you not want, what do you need, did you submit a budget? And she didn't volunteer this information. I had to, pry it out of her. It's like, well, I wanted this, and I can't do it. You know, I wanted this and I can't do it. And I know that there were some needs in the archives. I know that we expected the affiliates to make a certain amount of money. I think it was $100,000. They made $125,000. So for someone that's coordinating a program, like her money went elsewhere, and I think you ought to relook at maybe what she is asking for.
Okay.
Well, sure. I think that we can.
I just have to go on record as saying that because.
Yeah, I don't know.
Teresa, can you make a motion that I can second?
Yes. What the board ought to understand is that a lot of things remain status quo because I didn't feel that we should do what the new executive director has to decide to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I would be strongly in favor of a national programming unit within the national office. But it seems to me that we have to leave room for the new person to come on and to construct what should be the thrust for the next several years. And instead of just putting everything down because we got a little, our major concerns should be how do we structure this thing for the long run. And so a lot of things I would have put in I did not do for that particular reason. I think it's awfully important for the new director to come on and not be constrained, but come back to this board with a plan for the development of this network. That's the whole thrust of this.
Great. Thank you for that point of clarification, Ambrose. William?
I don't even remember.
Okay. Point of information.
Lavarne?
Point of information. Were you saying that you would entertain the possibility that we would review this in like 3 months when our new...
I don't think there's any question that this board has to review this within the next quarter. You know, it's not just that.
Oh, I can.
How do you construct this staff to deal with the archives and the affiliate program? The archives is extremely important as a central department of this agency. Should the affiliate director be under that? That's a decision that I think the new executive director is going to have to make and bring to this board so that you can have some vision of what we ought to be doing. And we can't do this the way we've been doing it. That's the reason I just said leave it alone, let the new person come in, and craft the new thrust for this total agency.
All right. Thank you again, Ambrose. Lavarne?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Ambrose, Director Lane, for that explanation, because those are the concerns and the points that Rob, I believe, and many people made, and Bob, about development direction and things that need to be done. Absolutely, that's where it would be done. And that, you know, we definitely need to, you know, in terms of posting for that job and have a job description so that the job will actually meet the needs of the foundation versus anything else. And I'd just like to point out that our director, Walker, had made a point about, you know, older people and memory, and I'd like to just point out that us older people have kept on line with that. But since he remembers what he wants to say, I'll speak the rest of my time with Director Walker.
It's okay. He withdrew his comments. Steve.
Thank you. I guess
absorb all of this and try to remember anything. Jesus.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I guess I have a concern about the sequence that we're looking at these things, because I know that they're looking at the board packet. There's a report about the affiliates program, and Otis McClay has a report. And portions of the report affect the budgeting. There's some problems that come up. We're talking about a document that's projecting out over the next year, and we should have that information. My concern is that we know there are problems in these programs and probably other ones as well, and there's no way within this budget to evaluate whether we're going to be able to deal with the problems. So, again, I'd like to say that my concern is that we deal with these things strategically and that the people who are on staff have a budget to work with. And as a board member, I'm concerned that the affiliates program is expanding greatly, and we're increasing our legal obligations to affiliates. and we're not providing the resources to the person in charge of dealing with those obligations, apparently. And that should be a concern to all of us as board members. And I'm sure there are other areas as well. So I appreciate the concerns that Ambrose brings up.
She's getting a lot of resources.
Okay.